Okay, does anybody other than me like playing games? Is anybody a game fan? All right, I thought what we might do today is play a little game. Would y'all like to do that? Okay, if we're gonna play a little game, I'm gonna need some volunteers to help me. So we have any volunteers that might wanna help me? All right, yes ma'am, you right here with your hand up. Why don't you come on up? And then how about you, sir? Why don't you come on up? And let's go over here to this section and find a student over here that might wanna play. Let's get one of the older students. How about you, ma'am? Yes, come on up. And then one more on the final row over here on this side. How about, oh, we got some young ones here. How about you? Yes, ma'am. Do you want to come down? Come on down. All right, guys, come on down. All right, so this is the game. This is the game we're going to play. We're going to play a game called, dun, 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 choose your own punishment. Does that sound like a fun game? All right, so here's a hypothetical question. Let's pretend that you get in trouble. And I'm not talking about just a little bit of trouble. I'm talking about big, humongous trouble. Like, let's say you don't do any of your homework for a week. You talk back to your teachers. You kick the dog. You step on the cat. You don't do any of your chores. You backtalk your parents. And then you play video games all night long. And say, I'm too busy to do anything else because this is what I'm supposed to do. Okay, is that big trouble? And then you lie, and then you steal something, and then you beat up your little sibling. Okay, what kind of trouble are you in? Big trouble. Okay, so here's the way the game's going to work. You've done all of that. You've been a bad boy or girl. And your parents come to you and you say, you know what? We're going to punish you. And I'm going to give you some choices for your punishment. So maybe one of your punishments is?
3 weeks with no cell phone.
3 weeks with no cell phone or technology. Ooh, that sounds pretty bad, huh? Okay, and then here's your punishment.
3 days with only wheat bread and drinking water.
3 days of what? Eating just wheat bread and drinking water? So this is like your friends for lunch have like awesome lunches. And what do you have? Oh, I have wheat bread and water. Like every day for 3 days. Or here's your other punishment.
3 months of no going out with your friends.
3 months of no going outside with your friends. Okay, guys, why don't y'all get together? Why don't y'all talk about which of these punishments? All four of you, come on in. Why don't all four of y'all figure out which of these punishments would you choose? You have to pick one. Let's recap them again.
This one.
Three what? 3 weeks. 3 weeks with no cell phone or technology. Oh, man, that means no iPad. That means no cell phone. That means no video games. That means no TV. Oh, my goodness. 3 weeks or 3 days with just bread and water for breakfast, lunch, dinner, and snack. Bread and water. And how about it's like the wheat bread that's kind of like soggy, that's been like touching something else, and it's like, oh. Or 3 months of not hanging out at all with your friends. Okay, so what do y'all talk about? What do you think? Okay, while they're discussing it, let's ask y'all. Okay, who would pick the 3 days of just bread and water? Raise your hand if you'd pick that as your punishment. Okay, hands down. Who would pick the 3 weeks, no phone or technology? Who would pick that? Okay, and then who would pick the 3 months of staying in your room except to go to school? 3 months of just staying in church. You would come to church and you go to school. Okay, put your hands down. Put your hands down. Okay, what do y'all say? You guys said 3 months of not going out with your friends?
You think you still got your electronics?
Oh, so you think you could stay connected by going all electronics? Huh. Fascinating. Okay.
But your electronics.
Oh. All right, let's hear it for our. There you go. That's what you would pick. Let's hear it for our game contestants. Y'all can go back and have a seat. Here you go. Just stay here. Come here. So the reason we play that game, guys, is because in today's first reading, David got to play the game, choose your punishment. Did y'all pick up on that? All right, so here's what happened. You didn't pick up on that. Well, let me recap what happened in the readings today. David did some bad stuff. Okay, David was the king, but he did some bad stuff. He comes to God and he says, God, I'm sorry, I messed up. And God says, David, I've tried to get you to listen. You don't listen, so guess what? You get to play the game, dun dun dun, choose your own punishment. And what were the choices he got? Remember, 3 years of a famine. That means everybody in his country wasn't going to be able to eat for 3 years. It was going to be really hard because crops weren't going to grow, the animals were going to get sick, it was going to be really bad. 3 years of a famine. Or you can take 3 months of running away from your bad guys, of like spending your whole life like, don't get me, bad guy, don't get me. Or 3 days of what's called a pestilence, where like everybody in his whole, all of his kingdom was going to get the flu and be laid up in bed for 3 days, not able to move, and would be like, Mom, I need some water because I'm not feeling good. Your mom would be like, sorry, I'm sick too. I can't get up and help you. And so what did David pick? Do y'all remember that you were listening in the readings today? What did David pick in his choose your own punishment? Yes. He took 3 years of famine. That's not correct. That's not what he chose. Good try. Thanks for playing. Was anybody else listening or want to guess on the other ones? What did he choose? Yes, sir. Which one? Yeah. You said he picked the 3 days, 3 months of running away from your enemy. You too, sir, are incorrect. There's one more answer, and it's what David chose. Yes, sir. He said 3 days. I want 3 days of disease and pestilence. Why did he pick 3 days? Because it's the shortest. He's like, anybody can do something for 3 days, but 3 months or 3 years, no way. And so David chose that. And David said, I'm going to choose that. And then he has this beautiful conversation with God where he says, God, why are you making all my people suffer? David's hearing the cry of everybody who's sick and has got the flu and is saying, help me, I can't move. And David's like, I can't move either. Dudes, I'm sick. But he said to God, I'm sorry. What I've done to my people, I'm sorry. I'm going to be a better king. And I'm going to turn my heart and my life back to you. Hopefully what punishment does, my friends, is it makes us think about what we've done and it makes us a better person. When you're grounded, it's not because your parents are like, I'm going to get to punish my kid. That's not why you get grounded. You get grounded to learn from your mistakes so that you're a better person on the other side. Okay? And so our God is a God of love, and He gives us these opportunities to have a chance to redeem ourselves. Jesus, our Lord and Savior, plays the game with us of choose your own punishment. All right? So I need a few more volunteers to play. Yes, sir, why don't you come on up? And then how about you, ma'am? Why don't you come on up? And why don't you come on up? So this is the game that Jesus plays with us. Jesus says, I am the Son of God and I have no sin on me, but I love my people and I love the people who do sin. So I'm going to take a punishment for you. So these are the punishments that Jesus has offered. What was Jesus' punishments?
Dead for 3 days.
Helping people and serving them for 3 years.
Helping people and serving them for 3 years. Like his whole life was about helping others. He never got to think about what he wanted to do. What a punishment, huh? 3 whole years of helping people, came to him and said, I'm sick and I'm suffering. And what about that?
Hanging on a cross for 3 hours.
Hanging on a cross for 3 hours where his hands are outstretched and the nails bear into his hands and his feet and he's struggling to breathe and he's got this crown of thorns that's pressing in to give him the worst headache ever. And what did Jesus say? Jesus says, oh, I have to choose one? What did he do? Wait, what's your answer? Which one did he choose? It's a trick question. Does anybody know the answer here in the congregation? What did he choose? He chose the cross. Okay, what did he choose? He chose the cross, yes? Oh, there, here, say it again. He chose what? He chose all of them. Jesus says, you know what, guys? I love you so much, I'm going to do all three of these. I'm going to give my whole life for 3 years helping the sick and helping those who need help. I'm going to spend 3 days in the dead. I'm going to hang on the cross for 3 hours in agony. And why do I do that?
Because
He loves us. My friends, that's why we're here. We're here because our Lord Jesus loves us. And there's nothing that's ever going to change His mind. We are so blessed that we have a God who chose that punishment for us. That He hung on the cross for 3 hours. He spent 3 days among the dead. He spent 3 years of His life helping those who are most in need. And He does that because He loves. He loves each and every single one of you. So what do we do in return? We talk back to our teachers and we do really bad in school? Do we tell our parents, hey, I'm too busy right now to do chores?
No.
What does our Lord want us to do? He wants us to do our best. He wants us to live our lives in love like He loved us. So that's our prayer, my friends, is we pray that we're touched by His love. We pray that we receive the love that only Jesus can give, because He chose that punishment for us. He chose to suffer for us. He chose to die for us. He chose to give His whole life for us. So let us do the same. As I said at the beginning of Mass, my name is Father TJ. I work in the Office of Vocations. I'm the Director of Vocations. My job is to help people figure out, what did Jesus create you for? He loves you so much, He's asking you to do something special with your life. And it's very possible that He's asking you to give your whole life in service to Him as a priest, a brother, a sister, or a nun. And if He is calling you to live your life in that way, I promise you, my friends, it will be a joyful, loving life. And grandparents that are here today, you can help me out by encouraging your grandchildren to think about a vocation to the priesthood, to the consecrated life, to lay down their lives for others just like our Lord laid down His life for us. Whatever vocation, whatever it is that God created you to do, be your absolute best, my friends. Our Lord did way too much for us not to do our best. So as we continue in prayer today, we ask the Lord to help us to live our lives in love the way that He loves us.